The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are back in studio, but again,
-1.
Summer's schedule continues to reign supreme as Carmen DeFalco.
Man down.
He is, well, I don't know about if he's a man down.
I'll be gone next week.
You'll be gone next week too?
Yep.
I don't think he's down. I bet you he's looking
he's
at
down in Vegas.
He's looking at some feet right now at the pool.
He possibly could be. By the way, you know that it's like they've had torrential rains there again. You remember when they had them last week?
It's monsoon season.
Yeah, I guess it is. So I mean, Vegas. I hope he's staying dry.
Who would have ever?
I
heard Lake Mead needs it. Is that the lake?
Lake Mead does need it. Yeah. Lake Mead. As the water has receded in Lake Mead, they have found several barrels filled with human remains.
Before they find Hyman Roth, let's get some rain in there.
So what is this? Is this from back in the day, old school Vegas?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Yes, like the Lake Mead, I guess, is where they would you know, dispose of the people that had been expired. So the last, I would say couple of months, they found at least two stories of oil drums washing up as the water has receded.
Up, it's receding, and then all of a sudden they come appear. They appear.
And they're filled with human remains.
Yeah.
So what, they shoot them in the desert like in the movies?
Yes.
And then they dispose of them in barrels in Lake Mead?
Dump them into Lake Mead. Yes, that seems to be the way that they did this back in the day.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Now, guys are floating to the surface.
Well, not floating to the surface. They're becoming exposed because the water's receding.
Yeah. Yes.
The way to really dispose it, you can't have any air in that barrel.
That's right.
With that barrel, you got to make sure it's 100% full before you cover it up. That way it sinks to the bottom and stays on the bottom.
Sounds like you know a little bit about this, Johnny.
Yeah, a little too much, perhaps.
Any air in that barrel, and you get some issues.
You'll get a floater.
Yeah,
you'll get a floater.
Have you disposed of a body?
Nope. Never.
Hey, do you know people who have disposed of bodies?
Nope. I don't know anybody that has disposed. I don't know anybody that has ever committed a capital crime.
Have you ever had to bury an animal?
A family dog or anything? No, we took them in to get euthanized. Yeah. And, you know,
haven't had to do that yet.
Cancer.
And my dog's 13. At some point, that will happen, and I can't even,
I took one of our dogs in. It was a sad set.
Oh. No, the worst.
Yeah, but, you know, I left it to the doc. And
I had a neighbor that used to take, when his dogs would get to that point, he'd take them out into the fields because he owned farms and shoot them and bury them.
Absolutely.
Oh.
I don't know how you do that.
You're in charge of shooting your own horse.
Yeah.
Man's in charge of shooting his own horse.
That's what he was doing.
Isn't that Old Yeller? Didn't they take Old Yeller?
He Old Yellered more than once, as far as I know.
Didn't like the owner take Old Yeller out back and shoot him?
I believe so. Is that right, Merkin? Merkin, have you seen Old Yeller?
No, that seems like something up your alley or something that Kopic would talk to you about back in the day.
Let me tell you
about Old Yeller.
Yeah.
Big Rock Candy Mountain loved Lassie. Oh, boy. That dog, I loved him.
Unbelievable. Can I paint a picture of what went on? Well, I walk in, and Yurko has his laptop in here.
Yep, got the laptop.
And he's got the satellite picture up. Waddle is over his shoulder.
We're looking at his golf course.
Completely engaged.
Yeah.
And really into what was going on. And what was it you guys were looking at?
Johnny was showing me where his golf course is.
I showed him that the unique thing about our golf course is small greens. I mean, really small greens.
Tight fairways.
Speaking, smaller than Pebble Beach, I'll have you know.
Oh, really?
And Pebble Beach greens are the smallest on the PGA Tour, in case you didn't know
that. This is Lincolnshire?
Lincolnshire Country Club. We're known for our small, lightning-fast greens. Small, lightning fast. If you miss left and right, you really started causing yourself some problems.
So it's a course.
When you manage that course, if you're going to be somewhere, short is better than being long left, long right.
Puts a great amount of value on your short game.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Short game and putting. If you got a short game and putt, you can play that course.
I was just shocked at how interested you were in.
Waddle's a golf fan.
Yeah, we like golf. Like,
he's a golf fan.
You guys
he
are looking
golf.
In an aerial view of his golf
yeah.
course.
Yeah. Showing me how guys like try to cut the corner sometimes
right,
on a dog
six,
leg left.
But if you play the blacks, and we don't play the blacks a lot,
listen, I'd rather sit there and have Johnny narrate that to me than watch Cubs and Reds and fucking
right.
in a cornfield.
Right.
Did
yeah.
you watch it all? I was at a bar last night.
It was in the back.
I
went barring last night?
I did.
Really?
We did a...
Where'd you guys go?
Somewhere in Glenview, a place called Whiskey River.
Nice.
Someplace in Glenview.
This was an impromptu junior high reunion.
Nice.
How many years?
Well, it wasn't really an official reunion. It was impromptu.
How many years has it been?
I got out. Well, fuck you. I got out of junior high in 84.
Mm-hmm.
84, 85, I think.
Yeah, so you're.
So what is that? 40 years?
Oh, boy. That's
we're going
years.
To almost 40 years from junior high?
So who was part of the crew last night?
So you met a couple then. You met my buddy JJ. He was at...
JJ Abramowitz.
JJ Pearl, basketball coach, famous basketball coach on the North Shore.
JJ Henry.
My buddy, my weed guy, Jason Saltzman, even though I'm not a weed guy.
You got a weed guy despite not being a weed guy yourself.
I know. You know, then
what's his nickname?
Nobody needs a weed guy anymore.
What's that?
What do you call him? What's his nickname?
Well, he's got many. He's getting salty. I mean, off the last name and
salty.
And there's some
original.
Yeah, it's kind of like Yerk.
Great imaginations. No, I'm Johnny Handsome and Festivities.
Johnny A. Pitch.
Johnny Festivities.
Coconut mustard. I've got 1,000 different sobriquets. Okay, Yerko. I just call myself Yerko. That's it, Yerko. Hey, you're instead of Yerkovich, Yerko. Okay, that's not a nickname. That's just them not wanting.
That's an abbreviation of your name.
Lazy.
That's like Selvie. Selvie's just a play off the last name.
Yeah, your normal nickname.
It's like a hockey nickname.
Your normal nickname is Peckerhead.
small hands, Peckerhead.
Peckerhead. That's what you are.
So you got the crew together last night.
Well, wait, yeah. So I didn't organize this. This was them, and they're actually a year behind me, but these are a lot of my Little League friends. So there were both men and women. It was really a good time.
Nice.
There were some people holding their own too.
Really?
Quite impressive.
Wow.
Yes. So it was it's like going back in a time machine.
Impromptu,
you know?
Get together. That's kind of nice. Did you see a couple of young ladies there?
Not young. No, that's what I'm saying. Like they're not
your
young.
Age.
Yes, 50. Young,
what'd you think?
Holding their, there's a few holding their own. Yes,
you give them, you throw one in them.
Well, I'm a happily married man.
I understand what you are.
I'm a happily.
Say you were single, would you throw one in them?
They're happily married. So
what
you're
does that
saying
matter?
Question
what
stands.
Does that matter? All of a sudden, now you've got standards, or you got something. If you got morals.
The question is, if you were a single man and she was a single woman, would you?
What's going on?
And like, I mean, come on. If
just
I was
tugboat to Tuna Town, right?
I'd be on the countertop right now if I was a single man, probably. Mm-hmm. So yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah. That's the problem. Like Facebook, you start getting in touch with all those people.
No.
Oh, I had a crush on you way back when. The next thing you know, you got a midday rendezvous somewhere going on, and then your marriage is shattered on both ends. That's
what you got going on. What kind of picture
you
are you painting?
You need to start removing this type of temptation from you.
So
man.
We just went out last night with a couple of fellas having two beers. A
couple of fellas having
a few
beers.
We're reminiscing about Little League.
Saw some of the ladies. Hello,
are you kidding me? They were arguing about the fucking Bulls.
Yeah,
come on.
You know it.
No, they were.
That's what they were doing. There was nobody looking to stray.
Goes,
they were
Selby,
wondering whether
Selby
or not.
Selby goes up there and goes, hey, how flexible is your wife?
There were no wives.
No,
I mean,
it's more likely, hey, do you think Caruso can actually start all 82 games this year?
Yeah. The way he plays, do you think it's not conducive to playing a full season?
Yeah. One of the girls asked Sylvie, what do you do for a living? He goes, I'm a weatherman. It looks like you're in for a few inches tonight.
Just a couple. Just a couple, Yerk. Few. That's being generous right there.
Johnny's got some Johnny jokes.
I felt like Yerko, like going out to I don't remember.
Pub.
I don't remember the last time
was
I went Allie to like
with
a
you or was she
no
take
no out? There were no she dropped me off though.
Her and the, look, she dropped you off.
She's got as
so
everyone
most of the
points
time
out.
She dropped the guilty party off. Yeah.
She's like,
wow,
What's going on? Sylvie's here.
I feel more strongly about this than most things. I know he was arguing with his friends about the Bulls.
We were talking about the Harry Carey, what was
the
it
hologram,
called?
The hologram.
Yeah, yeah. How could they have Harry Carey look like this? Yeah. You think we're talking about
I don't know.
Going back down memory lane.
Let's take it to the old sports roof. That's where you want to send it.
No.
I'm happy to send it.
That's where I think he was taking it.
Yeah, I know. I
heard last week, and you don't have to change the subject. I'll talk about anything. Uh-huh. I heard last week, though, I didn't know about this.
What happened last week?
That you were not happy with whatever the conversation was about during Unhinged.
I don't know. I threw a couple of
Carm and I were talking about aliens, and Johnny wanted no part of it. I think Carm asked, have any thoughts? And he's like, fuck you guys. I don't care.
Aliens, unless you're talking about people that are illegally in the country.
Oh,
and I was a legal alien. By the way, I'm the only guy here with a green card. So let's just whoa that thing. I'm the original dreamer.
What
thing?
Well,
aren't you a U.S. citizen?
I'm the original dreamer. I want you to know that. I am now.
Yeah. Johnny Dreamer.
But when I came over to this country, I was an immigrant. Didn't have a visa. Couldn't go back overseas to a communist country. Well, my grandfather was dying, so I never got a chance to meet my grandfather. That's another story.
No grandfather stories, right.
That whole thing, Carmen brags about his grandfather.
I went to the Chicago Stadium with my grandfather. Memorable
Grandfather
Bulls game.
Bias. Again, there it is. It's coming out. I see a lot of it nowadays. Never noticed it before, but I became woke and noticed a grandfather bias. It's out there. It's out there and it's real.
This is a thing. Hashtag it's out there grandfather
and it's,
bias.
It's out there and it's real. Yeah, I didn't notice it until 2 years ago. Then all of a sudden I was awakened. That's besides the point.
But I don't understand what turns you off about thinking whether
that's
or not there are aliens
it's
here.
It's silly. I mean, I've seen Transformers. I figured out how it all went down.
Transformers? What the fuck is Transformers?
They came down. We broke them apart. We found out that they're aluminum and they're titanium and they're palladium.
Predator.
All that was fantastic.
Maybe
reverse
Predator.
Reverse engineered it. We did all that already. All right? I get it. Boom. Is there somebody out there? Who cares? We're never going to see them. Who cares? Yeah, they come visiting. You bet. Hey, what's up? Hey, Spinky, how are you up there?
Spinky, why is...
Come on down.
Is that your local alien nickname, is Spinky?
Know. There ain't no aliens.
He's the cap of alien conversation.
Oh,
like Sparkles. You say Spanky.
I'm not giving him any nicknames. Okay?
He didn't want any part of it.
They don't exist. It's ridiculous. I mean,
Johnny, you usually have a very open mind about stuff like that.
That's dumb, though.
You don't think that arrogant is it of us to think, Johnny, that there is nobody else out there like us?
Then you pit the question in such a manner that you've got to deny an arrogance, you know, that's the way he pits that question, that if I don't agree with him, I'm arrogant, which is a terrible way to phrase a question.
No, I thought it was, I think it's
I
arrogant for you to think that it was a bad way to
aliens exist, nor do I care. If people want to go to Roswell, New Mexico, and they want to camp out and cook frankfurters and sausage and have themselves some fun and put on glow sticks and say, look, we're having an alien party. Look how stupid we are.
Storm Roswell.
We're so stupid. Look at us. Then do it. It's a free country. I encourage you to go to Roswell, New Mexico.
It's a free universe,
Area
Johnny.
51.
Free
and
universe.
Act like a jackass. It's up to you. And I'm glad I just chose jackass because there are a couple of words in there that would have been
Why does it have to be one extreme or the other?
I think there's still some areas you can cross.
Johnny, I didn't go there.
If I believe that there is such thing as an extraterrestrial.
Country, Tommy, you can think what you
I
want.
Know, but why does that make me some jackaloon that wants to go to Roswell and hold glow sticks?
Exactly.
I don't want to go to Roswell
and cook
wieners.
I can see
I
this guy.
I don't do any of that.
Dipping his wieners in dough, trying to make himself some corn dogs. I can see you doing that. This wiener dipping motherfucker. You. I can see that with a big fucking popsicle stick. This guy. There goes my wiener. Woo! Deep frying that bastard. And then putting mustard and ketchup, a little mayo on it. Mm-hmm, good.
Oh, those talking about aliens.
Putting some waddle sauce on it. And then sitting there going, look at this guy. You think they're looking at us now? They're watching us, ain't they, Paul? What's going on up there, Paul? I can see them. They're up there smiling on us. Oh, yeah. That's how we got the cell phone, Pappy. They came down from the heavens and gave us the cell phone. What the hell's going on? Come on, guys.
See, this is why it's gold for Yurko to talk about aliens.
That's right. His thoughts on it. What about dinosaurs?
You guys are nuts.
What about dinosaurs?
What are you asking? They didn't exist?
No, we did that last year. Of course, the dinosaurs. The bones are in the ground.
Okay.
You find me an alien bone, and then let's talk about it.
How about
Bigfoot? You find me an alien boner. I know that. Oh, Tommy, down there. Ooh, look at the size of it, Mom.
What do you mean? I'm not showing Mom an alien boner.
Mom, Pa, what's going on here? And then the alien Kentucky. Boner.
Mom, come by the swamp. There's an alien boner down here, Mom.
I am not going
Bring
to be
the
out
moon
there.
Shine. Bring the shine, Mama.
I'm not directing my mother to an alien boner, John. Thank you.
Oh, my God. This episode needs to be called Alien Boner.
Oh, my God.
Can you just put that up there with the description? Just write,
how about Bigfoot?
Crosstalk Unhinged. The guys talk about alien boners.
Do I think
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Do I think there's been a big animal misidentified as a Sasquatch? Probably.
Okay.
It's probably,
a Yeti in the mountains?
A grizzly. Yeah. Probably one of your big grizzlies up on its hind legs.
How about skinwalkers? Like, do you believe in skinwalkers?
What are skinwalkers?
Skinwalkers are like, it's like an old, I believe it's an old native, thought or whatever, is that you can change your appearance, like half man, half animal.
Ooh.
And that they can, adjust their appearance at times.
Me. You've lost me there.
No, Tom. So you don't believe it? So you don't believe in skinwalkers?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
No, I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
I do believe that there's probably big fish out there that can look a little bit different. And from a distance with bad Polaroids, you can make it look like whatever you want. But no. I mean, you get into some of them areas, we don't, who would have known there'd be a sperm whale or a humpback whale the size of a building, until you actually get out there, you see it,
But now we have the technology to see it all.
Yeah. Right. So, and that's why I think they're getting down to the deep depths and figuring out these giant octopuses. Whoa, there's giant
squid.
I don't know if there's a kraken, but there's giant squids and giant octopuses down there,
When you
said octopi or octopuses?
I'm glad you asked.
You said octopuses.
I am glad you asked.
Is it octopi or octopuses?
Octopod?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Merck, what is it? Is it octopi?
He doesn't know. He's looking up batting averages of the fucking
no idea.
Of the Iowa
Cubs
right now.
He's downloading his son's footage for a Major League Scout.
He's checking on the ERA.
Check out my son's striking out Dave Kaplan.
Hey, that was a fun time,
was that your
though.
Boy? Hey, was that your boy that was doing the pitching?
That was my boy, yeah.
Nice. He doesn't look bad.
Oh, he's a good pitcher.
Got to work on his flexibility, though. A little tight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got to work on his flexibility.
What's that sound, Johnny?
Yeah. It's the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we got? We got Keith's Corner already down the pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's
This is
early.
Our newsletter from the boss, Keith's Corner.
Look here. Oh, man, I'm so excited.
By the way, skin crawler.
I go straight to the financials, by the way. That's
oh,
where
you
I
right, you scroll right down.
I don't look at none. I just go Zetterings or,
Zetterman Singers.
You go straight to the sales figures.
Shenanigans. Yeah.
Well, that's
that kind of
the yeah,
you
that
go straight to, straight to the sales
I'm
figures.
I'm not in for the rhetoric. I'm in for the numbers, okay? Rhetoric, not for me.
You don't
numbers.
Like to find out which day it is? He starts
it is
every
National
newsletter.
Milkman Day.
Today?
What?
Yeah, National is Milkman it? Day. And you know, the good kid likes milking them.
the joke.
Is that what you call yourself, the National Milkman?
No. Yeah.
Because he delivers, right?
Oh, yeah. He'd be a postal guy.
That's true.
Yeah, be a Amazon mail Prime deliverer. Now, if you're going to make it more of a parlance for this young generation, it would be Amazon Prime. Because those damn vans and trucks are everywhere.
Yeah, I should just buy one.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's always in my driveway. I might as well get a chance to drive it. I mean, give it a spin every now and again.
He's so funny.
It is good. The skin crawler, I thought that was a nickname for your uncircumcised sausage. Like, it transforms.
That's tiny. Tommy should have brought that up.
It transforms into something.
You're fixated with it. It was
a skin crawler. It was skin walker.
Skin walker. There you go. That's even better.
You want to see it? You want? You sure? You sure?
Skinwalker.
I'll let you see it.
Johnny Hanson, skinwalker.
Hold on. Let me get a little flow in there. Massage a little bit.
That way. Well, you look at the number. You look at the numbers from Keith's email, and all of a sudden you have an erection.
I want to present itself. I want to present itself in a positive manner.
Can you guys do this exercise after we're done with this podcast?
Well, speaking of milkmen, you know what Jordan used to tell people, Michael. You know, his mom is like, he's the tallest in his family by far. Even his brothers are shorter. And he used to say, my mom, Dolores, is 5'9". My father, James, is 6'1", and the milkman, 6'7".
Yeah.
That's what he used to say.
That's nice. That's nice. It's sort of like, hey, Ma, look at an alien boner.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma.
You know, it's been a long time for Ma.
I think we've lost Yurko.
Ma's 74 years old.
All right, I see where we're at. We're all right. Good.
Are we?
Good.
We're trending in the right direction.
Trending in the right direction, yes. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
No, you guys haven't lost me. I'm here for you guys.
What are you guys hard about as we veer to Blue Chew, the great people at Blue Chew?
Here's what I'm hard about. And I'm a fan of Scottie Scheffler, right? I am. But he walked in Cameron Smith's line yesterday.
Was that intentional? I didn't see the video. I read a little something about
it. It was what it was. The intended consequence is the intended consequence.
Mm-hmm.
He did it.
Was it an unintended consequence or an intended consequence?
No, it's intended.
Okay.
He's getting some theoretical love by the media saying, look what he did to Cam Smith. He walked in his line. He kind of, you know, did the... All right, listen. You don't present yourself as a Christian. You don't present yourself as somebody that's untouchable in regard to his credibility and his moral standard, and then you go and do a douchebag move like that. So I'm hard for the hypocrite that is Scottie Scheffler.
All right.
Because that's what he is. Now, it's one incident, right? And who are we not over the course of time maybe to screw up once or twice in a lifetime? It's one incident. It's a small incident.
You're willing to forgive
him. But if
him.
It was an intentional incident, then you are what you are. You're a hypocrite.
Well,
and when you present yourself as this holier-than-thou guy, you can go blow it out your ass.
Yeah. Will you Yurko that the previous hole, Scottie Scheffler gave Cam Smith a high five when he holed out?
So. The previous hole, Scottie Scheffler gave Cam Smith a high five when he holed out. That's what Randy Merkin wants me to tell you because you don't have a headset.
Yeah, I don't wear headphones. They're not in the studio.
I know. I mean, but I'm just passing along what Randy Merkin wanted to tell you.
Studios without headphones. Ooh. Great.
Well,
so, I mean, that's the message. That's the message you wanted me to pass.
What is this called? Is this called bullying? What's going on here with all this stuff?
I don't get the golf stuff, you know? The U.S. Open's an open. So as long as you're a player that plays,
you're a
past champion, as long as you qualify under the number of different standards.
Doesn't matter which tour you play on.
You play.
Yeah.
Right? That's the way it is. The Masters is not affiliated with the PGA Tour.
They can have whoever they want play.
They can have whoever they want play.
Yeah.
Depending upon their standards on who they want. Past champions being those guys that can go ahead and play. PGA of America is always open. They've got their PGA professionals that come out and they qualify and they try to play. And the Open doesn't even want the word British in front of it.
Right.
It just wants to be known as
best
the
players
open.
In the world. When come on and play.
Change, really?
All right. Now listen.
That's always been like,
if they want to go
know.
About
we
the
used
business,
to call it the British Open.
Well,
and now
a lot
we
of people still do, but they call it
the Open.
I don't know which management company came in there and started managing it. I don't know if it was IMG, International Management Group.
And marketed it
but
that
way. I think that's when they started marketing it as the Open, just to give you a quick answer. Now, if you don't want to plan your PGA Tour, you know, your precious events that you have, okay, that's what you're in charge of. But to try to pressure everybody else to exclude the LIV golfers, hey, fine, they play their 14 events. Those who qualify come back and play in the majors.
Listen, I want those guys.
Go have a party.
If I'm the Masters, I want all of them there because it increases the entertainment value.
Guys, it would be like this. You're here. Third Sports Station opens up in town. They want to come in here and they want to triple your salaries. Right?
Triple. Like it's right. More time, 10 times,
I get
right?
It. But then you're not allowed to go. Right? Theoretically, I'm allowed to go. I can go whenever I want if I want to. I can go. But and then say, no, you can't go. And if you don't go, and maybe that's a bad example. But I'm trying to find an example. Like you can be employed one place and go work for another place or something like that. Either way, I may be all fucked up and I may be wrong there. But the point is, leave the majors alone because the majors are there for the best golfers in the world to play. Nobody gives a rat's ass about the John Deere
Open. I don't think the Masters is going to change their approach.
The Detroit tournament that barely had anybody out there.
No one cares.
You know, and those guys aren't going to play every single tournament you have.
No.
It was 15 tournaments. If you played 15 tournaments, you're in the top 125, you retain your card, period. That's what it was. Now you got three guys they wanted to exclude, And then
the truth of the matter is the fact that there is legitimate competition and free agency involved, it's going to raise the purses in the PGA.
But you've already seen it. They've come
out. Of course. They've
talked
already,
about it. Yeah.
So it's actually lifted.
So what they did was all these plans they had for a long time in the future because they had them under their thumb, the
players.
They've
been accelerated.
Now they've been accelerated because of what LIV Golf has
done. Of course. It forced them to actually give more of the pie back to the players.
I'm a PGA Tour player. I'm asking the question, well, what the fuck took so long?
Right.
Would Tiger have turned it down like he did if A, he was younger, and B, he wasn't injured?
I don't know.
I think there was a better chance if he wasn't injured that he would accept it.
Because he can't play 50 or whatever.
He can't play anything, though. I mean, he can't play anymore.
Once every blue moon, he could play, and it's a struggle even still.
Listen.
But finishing 48th for 14 tournaments at least would have got him up in $1.7 million.
Listen, these guys have taken money from others in the past. Like, Dubai has a tournament where everybody gets an appearance fee for actually playing.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that the government of Dubai does everything the same way that the government of Saudi Arabia does, but I'm just saying, I'm with you. I think, Johnny, that there's a lot of hypocrisy attached to this whole thing. There's a lot of different tentacles, but I don't believe at the end of the day that the U.S. Open or the Masters or the Open, I don't think any of them are going to exclude these players because they want the best players in the world from wherever they come from to be competing at the same time.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen too.
Can I say this? I'm hard about football. Football is
me
back.
Too.
We're watching Bears football tomorrow, guys.
We're recording this
on Friday.
Patriots and Giants was a snore fest last night, but
you know, we get sick of preseason. We've always hated preseason, but it's still cool to turn on the TV tomorrow to see Soldier Field for one of these last few years.
The burnt out grass. The burnt grass.
Cairo Santos is already.
I met Cairo Santos yesterday. Yeah.
You, I think, really had a good time there.
I did. I enjoyed seeing everybody.
It was great. He helped, Waddle helped get my kids on the field to meet Fields. And
John Tarpey, head of security, is the one that did you all the favors.
And my kids have been wanting to root for the Packers, and I think this is now. They're old enough to remember this. It wasn't like when they were 5-3 and they forget. They're old enough now.
Yeah, kids are going, who the hell's Theo, Dad?
Right. Now they know Justin Fields. And Justin Fields, but like Braxton ran up to Justin Fields. He was watching a drill, and Braxy plays flag football. He's 6. He saw Justin Fields on a drill set up with like 12 seconds left, taking a knee, and then the field goal team having to sprint on. They were practicing.
Yeah, what he did was he took the, you know how you take the snap,
to
get the field goal kicker on the hash he wants to be on.
He rolled out.
3 steps over and then took a knee. So Braxton asked him why he did that.
The field, and when he met him, he goes, hey, why did you run and then slide on your knee? And I thought that was a great question from a 6-year-old.
And Justin Fields took the time to explain it to him, and he
won me over with that. Not that he needed
6-year-olds are naturally inquisitive.
Fantastic.
You know when he'll win me over?
When
he becomes a great quarterback.
Yes, that's true.
That's when he's going to win me over.
Well, you're not 6 years old.
I'm assuming he's a gentleman.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I mean, we're not 6 years old.
I'm assuming he's a gentleman.
But it's when people treat your kids nice, it goes a different.
You're like Harry when Harry used to meet people. Harry meets somebody. They're the greatest. Steve Traxel's so great. Oh, he's the
See, but I don't change my opinion on them on the air. As far as a player.
I don't know.
Johnny, do you believe in aliens?
I believe in life after love.
Do you believe in life after death?
That's Cher, by the way. No, I don't believe in that. I think once you're taking a dirt nap, you're taking a dirt nap. But I do believe
I hope
in heaven.
That's not, okay. That freaks me out. Heaven. Like a light bulb, I always think of the analogy. Like, just like when a light burns out, is that what happens to human life?
Can we do this conversation next week?
We just get thrown away? It burns out, we're done, and forever that light bulb never...
You go into limbo. Your spirit then goes into limbo. And you, it's going to take a long time to get out of limbo. Hey, I'm telling you something. Heaven is no guarantee for you,
from Yurko. That's a good way to end it.
sounds like Scottie Scheffler just walked in, yeah, doesn't it?
A little golf bullying over here. What is it again?
A little hypocrisy.
What's his thing called again? The skin crawler? What is it?
Skinwalker.
Skinwalker.
Yeah, Skinwalker.
Johnny Skinwalker.
Johnny Skinwalker.
Hey, Blue Chew supports us. You need to support them. Here's a special deal for our fans. Try Blue Chew free.
Hey, Paul, there's an alien boner down here.
Come on down,
Sylvie.
It's
the biggest thing I've ever seen.
This is a good cross promotion. Do you want an alien boner? Do you want a boner like an alien? I don't know if that's what Blue Chew wants it advertised as, but try Blue Chew for free when you use promo code UNHINGED to check out. You pay $5 shipping, that's it. That's BlueChew.com, promo code UNHINGED to receive your first month free and an alien boner.
I'm going to have to tell my mom to skip this episode of...
Ma, Tommy's got a boner!
No, I don't, not really.
That's how does Carmen end this?
Go fuck yourself, Tommy.